Again, what's less tomorrow again? That Hokadami Mustafa, this is also this way. Tiltoni Seifer, the Seifer says, Imishinos Nuloi. If after this Shimon that picked up the Mitzvah already gave it to Reuven, Omar Nizuchisi boy says, I want to keep it for myself, Tchila at the beginning, Lo Yamakulum, he's not saying anything. So who are Tchila the Seifer Lomli? What's the word Tchila doing in the Seifer? Shita, Afakab Muyama Tchila Tchila Kamar. Avad in the Seifer, what he meant to say is that even though Shimon gave it to Reuven, he meant to say, but listen, when I first picked it up, I meant to pick it up for myself, not to pick it up for you. So Shita Tchila Kamar. What do we have to say this for? And Rashi says, "Lomu lemisnei bo tchila pshita." The afilu lo yama tchila feirish mustam tchila kama. So he votes the meim on izreichu b'achshav. So the upright to say it belongs to me now. It's not on my hands. So pshita, since he already gave it over, he meant to say at the beginning it was mine. So why does the seif have to say the word tchila? Elalav lo kamashma. Here's come to teach us that ratio, the yama tchila, the ratio when it says in the ratio, it also means dafka tchila. Like we said, that he says when I first picked it up, I did not have you in mind. I don't want to keep it for myself. That's why Taka, Reuven, Shimon, the one that picked it up, keeps it. Vidach, the one that asked us for Kasha, how did he learn Shat? Vidach, Tony Seifu the Gluya Rasha. I tell you, it says in the Seifu to learn back to the Rasha. Seifu the Yom Atchila. Only in the Seifu did they say the word Tchila. But Rasha the Yom Atchila. But Rasha, I tell you, he's not saying the word Tchila. Rasha, even though when he first picked it up, Itaka had a mind to give it over to Reuven, still it means nothing. Because we hold Hamadvi Matila Chadairoi is like Kona Chadairoi. The kids, so that's the kasha the Yistula, but Ulu answers back, there's no kasha from the Mishnah. It could be everybody holds Hamadviya Mitzila Chaveroi is Kona Chaveroi, in the case where you could be Zeicher for yourself, you have a right to give it over to somebody else. And now Mishnah, what this Shimon picking up the Mitzvah means to say is that I never picked it up for you, at the beginning I only have myself in mind. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Rav Chizu B'Yamar Tevayu. They both say that Hamagdiya Mitzila Chaveroi Loikona Chaveroi. They both told no, if Reuven picks up a Mitzia, even though he could pick it up for himself, but now that he decides to pick it up for his friend, is Loikona Chaveroi. My time, and what's the reason? Ah, he could do it for himself if he wants to. Why can't he do it for somebody else? So I'll tell you, have a Toifis Labal Choiv Bimokim Shechav Liacherim. You are grabbing it now for somebody else. Solution. Like your Toifis, you're grabbing the money for a Baal Choiv. Somebody that has the right to receive this money, and therefore, in b'makom shechav l'cherem, where it's a chav, you're ruining it for other people. In other words, if you would have not picked up this mitzvah for your friend, maybe somebody else would have come and picked it up. So, if you pick it up for yourself, you have a right to take it for yourself. But you have no right to be a shliach, like to do something for your friend, when you're ruining it for somebody else. That's the klal v'yatzifus l'bal chayiv. B'makom shechav l'cherem is l'konah. When you're tofes, when you're grabbing away money from a Baal Chayv, let's say Reuven owes Shimon and Yehuda money. Reuven borrowed money from both Shimon and Yehuda. Now Shimon wants to go and grab away money from Reuven in order to pay it back to Yehuda. So we say he has no right. You can't be tofes the money from Reuven to pay back to Yehuda, because it's possible that maybe Reuven owes money to a third person also. So by you grabbing the money for Yehuda, you're losing out for Yisachar. Yisachar won't be able to collect the money. So the only way you can be toughest is you're doing your friend a favor, but you can't do your friend a favor when it's ruining it for somebody else. That's the lashon that Rashi says. The toughest lebachol mokash chaverim ki odem habor mielav, like somebody comes by himself. The toughest malin chaverim b'shvil choyv sheyesh liachir olov. You want to grab away money from Reuven to pay back somebody that Reuven owes the money to. Now, as the fasenu bal choyv achi, you want to grab it for your friend before another bachol comes and grabs it. So it comes out, by you're grabbing it, you're ruining it for the second Baal Chayiv. So therefore you have no right, like Rashi says, Chof Yodan, you have no right to do something to make it dead for your friend. So, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav has the kasha to Rav Nachman. Is this true? It says, Aloha, Metzias Poyoliatzma. If he has a workman, if he finds a Metzia even while he's working, he has the right to keep it for himself. Now, B'ned, the Vomamurim, when was this said? His man, Shomoloi Balabayis, when the Balabas hired this workman, told him, Nachesh imi hayon, I want you to work on the fields today. In other words, I only hired you just to do this job, to prune, to clean out this field. Eider imi hayon, just clean out this field. The type of Eider is a type of plowing in the fields. Avol omaloi, but if the owner told the worker like this, Asei imi melacha hayon, like I want you to work for me today. I'm not telling you what work to do. Any work you're going to do today is going to be for me. So then the law is Mitziyasa Shabbat Abayis. If the poil, your worker, picks up a metziah, finds a metziah, talachar, that metziah goes to the balavos. So the question is why? Like, why does this metziah belong to the balavos? Lechura, true, you hired him to work for you, so anything he does is doing for you. So when he picks up a metziah, he's also doing it for you. But if you're telling me now that taif is lebachar, the mokam shechal lechayim is lekona, so when he picks up this metziah, he picks it up to somebody else, they're telling me the din is lekona chaveri. So how come here when your worker picks up the metziah, do we say the balavos gets it? Where it says Amalei, the answer back, no, Shani Poyo Poyo is much different. Your worker is different. Your worker is not like a third person doing something for you, but by your worker, the Klal is the Yodah Kiyad Balabayasum. The Yad, the hand of the worker, is Mamas considered like the Balabas himself. So it's considered like you yourself are picking it up for yourself. That's why there's no surf in terms of the Balabai. But the Maraiva, Omar Rav, Rav always said that Poyo Yachol Achzu by Afilu Bechatze Yoyim, a worker has the right to retract even in the middle of the day. So who you see is not called Kiyad Balabayas. Kiyad Balabayas would mean that he can't retract, he can't go back on his own work. But Rav holds no, a poil of work has a right to stop working in the middle of the day. So what says so what? Omalei. But I tell you, call Kama the way Hoda day, Kiyad Balabayasu. True, but as long as he does not retract, as long as he does not stop working, his hand is still like Kiyad Balabayas dummy. So therefore, when the poil picks it up, his kinyan helps for the Balabas. But Ki Hoda day, but when the poil decides to stop working, I'll tell you, time achirin, there's a different reason how come he has the right to stop. Yes, because the pasuk says, "Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim," the b'nei Yisrael is to me for slaves, so darshin avod b'hem. They should be an ever to Hashem. For lo yavodim liavodim, we're not supposed to be working for another person. That's a sorah called upon him to say that a poil, even though you accept it upon yourself to work for somebody, but if you want to retract in the middle of the day, you have a right to retract. Rashi says, "Hod yom adchi, hod beib reshusay biyodoi, lav mishum diyad hashta lav biyad balabaisu." Not because up until now it's not considered you're in the balabas's reshus. At the time achrinahu, sheina sheloi ki evit. That true, a worker is not mamish like your evit. Shem bolazav loy staroi mikan veilach lasu biyachsavoi. If he wants to stop working and not get paid for the rest of the day, he has a right to do that. But a kolponim calls the man he's working for you though, his yad is called kiyad balabaisdom. That's what even though they hold that Hamagviya Metzila Chaveiroi is Loikona Chaveiroi, because of the Klal of the Tepes of the Chavash HaChaveiroi is Loikona Chaveiroi, but when your poem, when your worker picks up for you, then Taka the Kinyan helps for you. Now Omer Rab Chiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yechanan, Hamagviya Metzila Chaveiroi is Loikona Chaveiroi. He holds no, that if you pick up a Metzila for your friend, the Kinyan does help. We say, Migu Zohar Navshai helps for your friend. Avim Tami Mishnah Seinu. I could ask the question from our Mishnah, how Mishnah's Mashma, that when he first picked up the Mitzvah for his friend, so the Kinyan does not help. Hateu the Yoma to Noli, Pulo Yoma Zochali. The Mishnah's talking about that, the one writing only told him, please give it to me. But the one writing never told the one picking it up to be Zochrit for me. So therefore, when the Shimon picked up the Mitzvah, he never had in mind to pick it up Amanas, that the Kenyan right now, like a Mavir Metziah, should be for Reuven. Reuven on in our mission again, where Hayu Reichel Agabi Behema, for Roa Sametziah, Yom Lechavera Tanoli, so just said Tanoli, he didn't say Zocholi. So Reuven that's running on the animal now, just told Shimon, please give it to me. So it comes out that when Shimon first picked it up, Shimon did not pick it up on Manas, that this Kenyan right now should be for Reuven. He picked it up on Manas to give it to Reuven. So if he gives it to Reuven, very good, then Reuven has it. But if he says he doesn't want to give it to him, he has the right to keep it for himself. But even though, if he would have picked it up, Almanas, to be Zocha for Reuven and Echnami, we talk old, he, at least Sipa, he holds, that Amigvil Metzila Chaveroi would be Kona Chaveroi. Now the kids in Al Sugi, Rashi has a famous sheet here, the Rashi said that we say, Atefus Labachoiv, the Mokim Shechal Lachem is Loi Kona Chaveroi, Rashi said that's only if it did not make you a Shliach. Mashmoni Atzeschus Alzchia, then we say you have no right to do a schus for one person if you're being a chav, if you're doing something bad for somebody else, you're ruining it for somebody else. But if let's say Reuven would appoint you, Beferis, to be a shliach, to do it for him, then you, like Shluch Shlovim Kamaisai, then you have a right to be a tofas for me, like you have a mokim, the Bailam itself. And this case is arguing, Taisa says no, that Mashafirish Rashi Mashim Layasa Shliach Enira. If ever Taisa says Mashma Gabiudu the Yem of Achoshu, Shliach. Taisa says no, it's a swear you can't even make a shliach. And also, the shlichus you can only make is to do something good, but you can't be a shliach to do something for somebody if it's going to be harmful for somebody else. As the Mishnah says, what's going to be Roa is a metziah. If somebody sees a metziah, you see an object on the ground, now, v'nofel oleho, you fell on top of it. you didn't make a kinyan yet, you just fell on top of it. Well, bo achad the hechtik bo, somebody else comes and grabs a hold of it, like makes a kinyan on it. So zash hechtik bo zochavo, the second one that made the mice the kinyan first, he keeps it. Even though the first one fell on top of it, but that's nothing. Falling on top of a mitzvah is not called a kinyan, therefore you do not receive it. Omer v'shloka says,